Anybody here?
Good morning.
Steve?
Yep, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Somebody's on?
You know, someone else is on, but I'm not sure who it was. Sounded like they're on mute, possibly. Had kids in the background. You having a good day?
I am.
That's good.
Getting ready to go out and do some business.
Ready to do some business, huh?
Doing some business.
That's great. I experimented with my gluten-free hamburger buns last night.
Uh-huh, how'd those turn out?
They turned out unbelievable for as bad as things were at the beginning.
Really?
I put ingredients in and I decreased the flour, because, or decreased the water, because I put in rice syrup.
Uh-huh.
Instead of sugar.
Yeah.
And didn't decrease the water enough, and I had a gooey mess.
Oh, dear.
And I sat there and put more rice flour and potato starch in it, and just kept adding and adding, and I must have added another cup of flour to it than what it was calling for, maybe more than that, cup and a half. And then I finally got it pretty of the consistency that I could roll it a little bit instead of just being a gooey mess. And we cut it into six portions like it told us to, and it made huge hamburger buns, probably the size of a small plate instead of being, you know, saucer size.
Were they tough?
No, they weren't tough. They were good.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, and they held together. It was amazing. So, take some.
Rebecca has arrived.
Hey, don't push those down.
Good morning.
That was Dottie.
Oh, that was Dottie?
Hi, Loretta. I thought I had you guys on mute. We heard you. I did Star 6, but apparently that didn't work. My God, is son, I'm outside with him, and he's they've got a big pile of wood, and he's knocking all the wood piles down here. So.
Fun.
Oh,
How you doing? Doing good?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Oh,
doing
good.
Great. Yeah, trying to get back on track. And my sister was here with her husband, and I cooked.
Eddie has arrived.
Whoops. We did a lot of outside eating, too, you know, so just trying to get rid of all the sugar.
Uh-huh. I'm sitting on the train this morning, or sitting just waiting for another train's having troubles ahead of us, so we're sitting still, not moving.
I thought it sounded quieter than yesterday morning.
Yeah, well, I apologize. It was so noisy.
No, that was it wasn't bad at all, but
I hadn't been on for so long. I had to come on and say hi.
How'd you do?
I was really frustrated when my phone didn't work.
Yeah.
Because I could hear you guys, but you couldn't hear me at all.
Right. Well, I think I finally got the brownies down to a pat now. I think I know what I was doing wrong. I was using the wrong kind of tofu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because the last batch that I made, it really came out nice and thick, and it was good.
Oh, good. I haven't tried those yet.
Oh.
I've got to go back through and then find the recipes. I've got to go back through and find the salt that Char was talking about, the chicken seasoning that she made. It seemed like it was around the first of the year, or in March, or something like that.
Yeah, that was the recipe that we got a pack to.
Hey, if you've got that recipe, if you send it to me, I would sure appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
I was going to say, I wasn't on that day either, so.
Yeah. Well, I'll send it down, and I'll type it up. I'll type it up and send it up. My little grandson, he's on the top of the woodpile, and he's waving to me. He's a little brat.
How old is he?
He's two.
Fine, what?
A little over two. You know how they're so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, God. We've been out since 8 o'clock this morning. He just loves being outside.
Oh, that's great. That's good. They had a new grandbaby born late Sunday night.
Oh, congratulations.
2 minutes before midnight.
Wow.
He's pretty cute. So we're excited. Have number 14 here, and he seems to be in good shape, so that's great.
Oh, that's awesome.
Central.
Is that a little boy or a little girl, did you say?
Yeah, a little boy.
Oh, fun.
6 pounds, 9 ounces, so good size.
Good size, yep.
So, everybody's good.
Enjoy a
hot. Oh. So, be fun to have a new little one.
Yeah. Oh, I know. You got to keep rejuvenating these babies, you know. The older ones grow too fast.
They do, huh?
Yeah, they do. They do very much so.
Hard to imagine. My oldest grandson's 15, and it just doesn't seem possible.
Well, I've got one that's 21, and he's got a little baby that's 2. So.
I was going to say.
A great grandmother.
Well,
you can't believe that, you know. It does happen.
I've got a granddaughter that's 30, so.
Oh, my. Jeez. Wow. Hey, does anybody know what you would, or if anybody knows of anybody that has rheumatoid arthritis that would love to do a three-way with me? If they could just send me that information, I'd appreciate it.
Well, you've got Carrie Roundy. From Katy, Texas.
From where?
Katy, Texas. And,
could you send me the names? If you send me the name, I would, because I'm not in a position right now to write down anything. If you could just send me who you think would be a good person, if they, and even if you have a phone number for her, I would love that.
Has arrived.
Yeah, my email is wellness, W-E-L, one L.
Give me a second.
Okay, yep.
Got to dig out a pen. And then I throw it. Okay, wellness, W-E-L-L-N-E-S.
No. It's just one L and one S. W-E-L-N-E-S.
Okay.
At comcast.net, C-O-M. comcast.net.
Okay, WELNES at comcast.net.
Yep, perfect.
This is Rebecca. I would also like to have that telephone number if I could. Have an email.
Okay, who is that?
Pardon?
Who is this?
Rebecca.
Oh, Rebecca. Hey, Rebecca.
Hi. Yeah, I would love to have the telephone number, too, if you can come up with it.
Yeah, I think that I've got a video at the top of Saturday AM Live under the words about her also. I used to. And Rebecca, what's your email?
I don't have an email. I have a telephone. It's 717.
717?
Yes.
Okay.
530.
Okay.
5305. And if I don't answer, just leave a message. I'm here through the day, most of the time.
Okay.
Did you say she was on Vance's phone?
At the top of the SaturdayAMLive.com, there are a bunch of words up the top in red, and about half the words have hidden links underneath them to different videos and audios and things. I think that one of those links is hers. If it isn't, I can
I'll tell you where to find it elsewhere on the allswell.org site. So I've got links to it. I just can't remember. I used to have a really huge one, and it ended up having a link, and it was at teamdiamond.com, and when teamdiamond.com quit being up, I had to find another link for it, and I found it on YouTube, but I can't remember where it is, where I put it.
I don't have an internet or anything, but
you can you've got Focus on Growth has a CD of her, I'm sure. Or not a CD, well, CD also, but also a video too. The Team Diamond did. Team Diamond did two testimonies, both hers and Bob Purdy. I think Bob Purdy. Being able he had something that had just totally made his hands and his body just inoperable. He was a podiatrist, so he was a surgeon, and he got to the point where he couldn't hold a surgical knife anymore, and he sold his practice, and then he found NECAN and literally got his life back in just a really short period of time. He was able to go back to practice when he wanted to, but he started doing NECAN and made so much money in NECAN he didn't have to go back to practice.
I would just love to have a whole list of names and numbers like that, if that's at all possible, because I just have to do everything myself. And
that would be great too. You know, if there is any way that I could have something like that also, because I'm telling you, if you have that as a list, it makes it a lot easier to that's what I'm trying to do too. I'm trying to make a list of people that have different conditions that you can do three ways. That's my sore spot. That's the part that I don't follow through on is the three ways.
I do have a fax. If you do come out with the list, or if you could send it through the fax, or by mail, but I'd gladly pay you for doing it, because I would just love that. And did you realize you were talking, what's your name, Dee Dee?
Dottie,
okay. There is a conference line.
Have your attention, the university line coming now right behind.
There's a what?
Your own free line. Did you know that? But I think if we would do, it could be more than a three-way. There could be hundreds of people on.
Hmm.
And you just put your own PIN number in, and anybody can be on. And I think that would be great. You would just do that every so often. Instead of just three people being on the call, that a lot of people could be on.
Yeah. Sounds like a good idea.
So anytime you want to set that up or something, let's just keep in touch. That way she doesn't have to keep repeating it so many times. We just do a three-way.
Just to one person, right. The only problem with that is trying to get everybody together at the same time.
I know. I just wish there would be more conference calls. So
right.
I think if we would stick together, we could do something.
That makes sense. If you could get a conference call at a certain time, with different, with different problems, like arthritis is one of the main ones, diabetes is another one. What else is, they have, oh goodness, I had them all in my head and I just couldn't. With bone health, somebody that has osteoporosis, and just the major ones to start with,
Would really like to do is just sign up more conference calls. I think that's what we need to help each other along the way.
Right.
For people that don't have the email and internet, like,
for those that have internet, you can go to SaturdayAMLive.com. And at SaturdayAMLive.com, there is, you know, there are people that on there that have had arthritis and diabetes, and if you've got a PC, you can do a control F to search, and put in DIA for, you know, for a part of the word diabetes, and every time that they've talked about diabetes on the call, or it's been a real hot topic for the person that's being interviewed, it would be there, or the same thing with, you know, blood pressure, and the same thing with our calls. So, you know, at lifestylesupport.org. So, okay.
What was that site, Steve?
It's SaturdayAMLive.com, all lowercase. And it's, you know, there's links to it off of the allswell.org site.
Sorry, I didn't catch that one.
allswell.org.
And what does that one have?
Well, that's sort of a portal that I use to go to calls that I've recorded by Vance Rogers, Jim Dragon, Dennison Ruth, links to
Central Point.
Anyway, it's calls by Dennis Estes, training programs by Dennis Estes, links to Dave Johnson's site, Dennison Roo's site, Mike DiMuccio's site, Jim Dragon site, Karen and Jack Enzyme site. There's a lot of stuff.
Thank you.
Hey, could I have your telephone number, please?
I'll give it to you in just a second. Yeah, my telephone number is 801-572-1977.
Okay, that's
and that will ring both my home and my cell phone. I'm working 10-hour days right now, so I'm not available most of the day, but I'm available early morning or late evening. And then also, if you want to text me, you can text me at 801-910-1528. And that's a Verizon phone.
Okay. Dottie, could I have your telephone number, too?
Oh, sure. It's 978-667-367-3064.
Central Point.
Okay. And did you get my telephone number?
No, I didn't. Want to do that?
717.
Yep.
530.
Yep.
5305. That's at the store through the day, and my home morning and evening is 717-423.
Yep.
6754.
So it's 423-6754 is your evening one?
Morning and evening.
Okay.
And then I'm usually at the store, Pennsylvania time. It's usually around 8 or 8:30 to around 5 Pennsylvania time.
Now, Rebecca, are you going to Dave's his retreat that he has going on in November?
You mean, which Dave?
The partner, Dave Stofus. You're on his.
No, I didn't know anything about it. Where is it?
Are you in his partner
program? Yeah, I'm not in his line.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I thought he was. Oh.
And
oh,
Jenna
okay.
Best, Alan Raker, Clyde Rakers. You in Dave's line?
I am. Dave Stokas, yeah. I have more Royal Diamonds above me that it's amazing. I'm in Denny and Shar and Vance's and Stephen B. And, I mean, I'm loaded with, you know, Royal Diamonds.
Yeah, I think that was great to have a support like that.
Yeah.
Were you on the call when I mentioned I'm having Roger Drummer from here?
Well, you know, I heard, what is it, September what?
September 25th at 9 o'clock.
Where are you?
45 minutes west of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
But you could fly in. The airport's only 45 minutes away.
Uh-huh. I'll have to see how that works out. I don't know, because we were planning
on coming in.
Go ahead.
He's coming in Fridays already, too.
You're
lying in. 1300. Okay. Thank you. I need to get it off of the phone. I have a customer.
Okay. You said you're in Pennsylvania. Is that right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
45 minutes west of Harrisburg.
What was your fax number, Rebecca?
My fax? I have one here at the store that you need to call me first, and then I need to unhook the telephone and do that one. That
okay.
is 717-530-1236. But if you do want to do one, it goes to my son's office that he doesn't have to run the telephone off. That one is
713-424. Okay.
Either one.
Sorry. Okay, I got 717-423, and I lost you.
5624
is the one.
Mary Lou
has arrived.
Okay.
Steve, what was your home? What was your home number again? I'm sorry.
It's 801.
801. Yep.
572.
Okay.
1977.
77. Okay. And where are you?
I'm in Sandy, Utah.
Oh, Utah.
Yeah, just south of Salt Lake City.
Oh, goodness. So what is your time frame? Because it's right here. It's about 10:30 now, but.
Yeah, it's about 8:30 here.
Okay. Okay, so it's a 2 hour. Behind us then, huh?
Yeah, I'm 2 hours behind you.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, Denny and Char are three, and I'm two.
Yep.
And then
I know, we were supposed to go, we were supposed to go to their house in Oregon this month, but some things at home just delayed us to do it this time, so. We were supposed to leave yesterday, but anyways, what are you going to do? But it would have been nice to go to visit for a month, and that would have been great. We probably would have been able to see you, too.
Yeah, that would have been fun. Yeah, I look
yeah.
forward to having a reunion at one of the conventions for all us lifestylers. It would be so much fun. We did that.
Oh,
that
was
station.
Did that
a couple
did you really?
Years ago.
Did you really? Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah, we
that
had Margaret Johnson and just a whole bunch of people that... actually, for a while, I was doing three lifestyle calls, two by Jackie Leonard and then one by Chuck and Ruth.
Uh-huh.
And I sort of put together a get together at the convention in 2006, I think, 2007,
uh-huh.
where we got together at the gala party, and we had a great time, I'll tell you.
Oh, my goodness. We'll have to, I don't know where the convention is going to be next year, but. We're definitely going to have to do something like that. Do you usually go to the convention, Steve?
Yeah, I usually have. I do it about half the time.
Uh-huh.
And this year I just got sidetracked and didn't do anything to qualify
yeah.
for it. But we're in the process. I've got two I've got a senior, and I've got a person that wants to get going, and he's really active and filing my demo kit and doing rollouts, and he's really working.
Good for you. That's where I'm at too. I'm like the beginner of the year. How long have you been with it?
Well, I've been with this 13 years, so I've been doing it a long time, but selfish, and I just decided that I have all the strong words, and I have a website that's rivals the Royal Diamonds website as far as the information there. It's not beautiful, but the information's there, but now I've got to go out and talk to people, and I'm so excited. Dennis Williams gave me a tip about a gentleman called... his name is Tony Falcone, and TonyFalcone.com. And let me tell you, he has a conference call like Vance's that he does a lot of the time, and he posts a lot of the calls. And my favorite ones are live dials to, he's literally prospecting realtors and other professionals, and it's very, very interesting. Really,
that's
really
on his
exciting.
Website? That's on his website?
I think it's TonyFalcone.com.
Can you spell that, T-O?
Tony, and then F-A-L-C-O-N-E, I think.
F-F-E. Well, you know what? When you send me that information, you can send me that, too, if you don't mind.
Right,
that'd
yeah.
That'd be great. I'd love to... I like to check them out, you know, and listen to different people, because they all, you know, you're going to find one that's going to be like you.
Yeah.
Has left the conference.
You what? Would you spell it again?
It's Tony, C-O-N-Y, and then Falcone, F-A-L-C-O-N-E.
Oh, Monday evening. We have a
You can call me?
Okay, well,
that's interesting. Yeah, I'll have to call you tomorrow. Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
You're going to have to get a secretary to get yourself all straightened out here with all us women wanting you.
Rebecca has left the conference.
Okay, but anyway, it was very interesting just to listen to these calls. He had one in 2007 and one in 2006, but they were really good. And he had another one about focus, and the one about focus was definitely amazing. That was more recent. That was in 2000. He's got about five or six different archives that you just keep going back further and further and further and looking at different calls, but he had a lot of good information that I was very impressed, and got me jazzed up. I'm going to start taking an hour lunch instead of a half hour lunch and doing calls during lunchtime.
Well, you know, that's the whole thing. It's the amount of people that you talk to. You know, if you can just get into that habit of at least calling five people a day or even two people a day, you know what I mean? It's the numbers, and instead of just finding one or two and then putting all your hopes on it, because that's, I know, I do that more than not, and so I've got to get myself in it.
Yeah, what I found, too, is the fact that if you talk to somebody and they're not very many people like myself that find the product and have a product experience and join. And I mean, it took me I found the company in August of 97. Didn't join until October 3rd. But before I joined, I actually had my mom find the company. And what I did was and she went executive, and then I bought her business from her. And because she didn't want it, but she knew if she took it that far, that I would take it over. And I had such a product experience that we bought enough product that we went executive, and I took it over from there and haven't taken any further as far as rank, but it's helped a lot of people. And of course helped my wife, and helped my in-laws before they passed away when we were taking care of them. And so now I just decided that I just have to get busy and build a business before my job kills me.
Yeah, that is the truth too, because it can very easily.
And I work with the public, and sometimes people are just so unreasonable, so angry, and so nasty that I'm such a caring person that even though I've been doing it for 11 years, I still haven't learned how to distance myself from the people and the emotions of the people. And
well, that's why we're in the business that we're in, you know what I mean? Because we are caring people.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's just a matter of, you know, just keep talking to people. You know, I think the more people you talk to, then you're not so disappointed in the people that don't want to listen.
All right, and that's what I was starting to say. Not everybody, you know, has a product experience and wants to do something, get in.
Right.
And buy product and spend money and...
I mean, you find people that, you know, they get terrific results, but they just don't, you know, they just don't want to get involved, I guess. I don't know what it is, or they don't want to spend the money or whatever, and you know it's helping them, you know. But some people like to dwell in their sorrow.
right.
You know?
and I almost think sometimes that's my wife, but I've been so proud of her, what she's been able to accomplish with that broken light. She's done a good job.
Uh-huh.